crazy kid. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Just My Thoughts with your boy, Renard Simon. If y'all don't know, now you know, baby. Now you know. Appreciate y'all coming back and rocking with your boy. Because we back, baby, for another episode. What it do, baby? I had to add that to the intro, y'all. I had to, man. Anybody know where that's from? Y'all know where that shit's from? Let me tell y'all where that shit from for all my people who don't watch basketball. All right? Kawhi Leonard, man. It was from Kawhi Leonard. As you guys know, Kawhi is like, he's like really to himself. Like, he doesn't say much. He doesn't talk shit or whatever. And he was real quiet until he won the championship last year. And they always trying to get like a rise out of him. And they finally got something. It was an Instagram video. He was like, he looked at the camera. He was like, what it do, baby? It was so perfect, especially coming from somebody like him, man. But yeah, man, for my non-hoop fans out there, that's what that reference was to, man. I'm going to put that shit in the intro. I'm going to keep that shit in the intro, baby. What it do, baby? Oh, man, I ain't got no damn sense, man. Anywho. All right, man, so y'all already seen the title, man. Y'all know what it is. Let's get serious, baby. Let's get serious face right now. Serious face. Real talk. All jokes aside, baby. All jokes aside. Let's get into this shit, man. So look, man, we talking about female hygiene, y'all. I'm calling it the cookie, man. I like to call it the cookie, man, because it's like, I love cookies. And I love vajayjay. So, you know, you gotta put them both together, baby. Oh my god. So look, man, we talking about hygiene, how to keep the cookie clean, baby. Alright, so look, I already know what y'all saying, man. I already know what some of y'all are thinking right now, especially you women out there. You know, I can read your thoughts. You're like, oh, it's just my thoughts, Renard. Well, I can read just your thoughts right now. And you're probably saying, you're like, oh, this man, he don't know nothing about a female vagina. He don't know nothing about how to clean my cookie. Well. That's where you're wrong. Look, man, peep this. Check this out, man. Anyone in the world, whether you're a male or a female, can do your own research on any subject and teach it to people. All right? That's the first thing. Second thing is, I grew up with women, y'all. All right? I've asked a lot of questions. Mom, cousins, aunts, stuff like that. No males in my life. So all women. You know, I was curious George when I was a kid, man. And my mama did a great job of educating me as well. We're gonna talk about that as well. But yeah, man, that's what I'm here to do. All right. If anybody is new to my podcast is all about educating. All right. Everything is always, it's always educational content on here. All right. I'm sharing mostly what I do here is I share my experiences, and I feel like people can learn from my experiences. All right. And if I learn something new, and I think it'll benefit, if it benefited me, I feel like it can benefit someone else. So that's what I'm here to do. I've learned some things about this subject, and I feel like men and women can benefit from it. So if you're interested in this, keep on listening. You're probably here because somebody referred you to this podcast. So welcome. So look, man, let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about keeping your cookie clean, man. It's honestly, I just feel like it's something that everybody needs to know. All right. I think it's important for both men and women to be educated on. All right. So look, I grew up, like I said before, man, I grew up with a single mama. And I'm telling you, man, she taught me a lot of things about how to make sure I understand what I'm dealing with when I'm dealing with a woman, and her cleanliness. That's what she likes to say. Her cleanliness down there in the cookie. And I'm gonna tell you, man, my mama was a gangster, y'all. She's a straight G. Like, She was the type of parent, man, like, she told me everything. She pretty much was real. She kept it 1,000 with me. She taught me about sex. She told me about condoms, unprotected sex, all of that shit, man. She didn't pull no punches. And this was one of the things she taught me about, all right? And she was real, real, real with it, all right? And with what her thing is, like, she felt like it would be beneficial for me, of course, because I'm dealing with a woman, and to understand and be able to detect when a woman is not clean or when a woman needs to, you know, get the shit taken care of down there, all right? She wanted me to be able to detect it. And also, you know, to be able to educate my children. You know, maybe I have a daughter one day and I have to teach her how to clean herself, all right? You know, a couple of other things, man. There's a lot of things that we don't know about as far as, like guys. Like, there's this misconception about the way it's supposed to smell. You know how guys, like, you know, they're like, oh my God, smell my finger, bro. Like, yeah, bro, you're jealous. I got some. Yeah, bro. You know, dudes are like thinking like it's supposed to be a smell. Now, don't get me wrong. Like a vagina, a woman's vagina is supposed to have a natural smell. All right. But it's not overpowering. All right. It should never be overpowering. Matter of fact. All right. So some of the ways you can tell that it's overpowering is if you smell it like right before you have sex. Like, say you're getting like hot and heavy or whatever. And you know, you're bumping and grinding and stuff like that. Nothing comes off. All right. Panties are still on, but you start to smell that odor. That's a sign that it's overpowering. If you smell it while she's working out or while you're working out, it's overpowering. All right. After you're working out, it's overpowering. That's this overpowering little pattern we got going on here. That's a bad thing. All right. So just remember that. All right. So a few things. We're going to get into a few things here on the podcast that can combat, you know, all of that overpowering odor. Another thing, my mom taught me, she was telling me that a lot of moms don't even teach their daughters how to clean themselves, which is kind of sad, man. And I mean, it's not sad, you know, it's just people just don't know. People, you know, I guess you're a product of your environment, so you can't really be blamed for that. You know, it's not your fault. Like I said, I grew up, you know, around women, and I've asked a lot of questions. And right now, what I want to do is I want to be able to change the narrative. I want to change, like, people's mindsets when it comes to this. All right. Maybe, like, you're a woman that's listening to this podcast, and maybe you're not doing some of the things that I'm going to talk about, and maybe you should start doing them. You know, maybe you don't know you have an odor, and that's okay. So what I want to do is, and as a disclaimer, look, like, just, if you're a woman and you have an odor, and you're not doing some of these things, and you don't, you know, you find out that you may have an odor, like, it's nothing to be ashamed about, all right? This is not to say that you're dirty. Like, this is not to judge anybody. Like, we don't judge over here, all right? Because I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. And if you listen to my podcast, you will see, like, the vulnerability that I got in my podcast. Like, I put it all out there. I don't give a shit, baby. Because we all make mistakes. So it's nothing to be ashamed of when you make mistakes. You got to take your L's and be proud of your L's, baby. You dig? So don't be ashamed of this, all right? But if you receive this information and you still don't use it, shame on you. That's on you, all right? But we all got to start somewhere, all right? So just remember that, all right? So I've had a couple of experiences with this, y'all. The first one, I remember the first situation, y'all. It was, let's see. I think it was like 2003, 4, 5, something like that. I was dating this girl, and we had sex for the first time. When we had sex for the first time, I made sure I'm protected. Like, I always wear a condom, y'all. I'm not having sex these days right now, but just to let y'all know, like, always. What's crazy about it is I've never had unprotected sex. I only had unprotected sex one time with my girlfriend. I think we had unprotected sex maybe 4 times while we was in that relationship. You know, every other time it was, you know, with a condom. But I'm the type of person, I'm scared, y'all. I'm so scared to have unprotected sex. I don't trust these folks out here, man. And I think y'all should not trust these folks out here either, man. That's why I'm always telling these young boys to protect yourself, man. Wrap that shit up, baby. I'm sorry, man. I got on a tangent right now. This podcast ain't even about that, son. Like, leave it alone. I actually got a podcast on unprotected sex, y'all, where I really get on the rant. Y'all, if y'all want to go check that out, go check that shit out too, man. But anyway, back to my experience, y'all. Get it together, Renard. So look, man, I was, so we had sex for the first time. And like I said, that odor, it's an odor that, you know, a lot of us guys think it's normal. So I think at the time I thought it was normal, but I still didn't like the normal smell, the quote unquote normal smell. So we had sex for the first time and I smelt it. It's like I said before, I smelt it while we were, you know, kind of making out and stuff like that. And, you know, I smelt it even more, you know, when I was, you know, when we was having sexual intercourse, is that what they call it? Or what the young kids call it, when I was in them guts. No, that's just nasty right there. When I was making love, baby. When I was making love, that's like my shit right there. When I was making love. Yeah, I started to smell it. And then after, of course, I started to smell it as well. So I just thought, you know, mainly she was either having a bad day or at the time, I really think I thought that, you know, it was the smell was normal, but I still didn't like it. So I gave it another shot. So I gave it another shot and I still smelled the same smell. So what that means is that not only me and mostly other guys, but even women think that smell is normal as well. So what I did was I actually stopped dating her. And what's crazy about it, to this day, she probably still doesn't, she doesn't know that that was the reason that we stopped dating. And yeah, man, like that was, and it was because of that. It was definitely because of that. And I'm gonna tell you, ladies, like you, that's why you gotta fix this shit, man, because you don't really understand like why a man will be unattracted to you. And it could be because of this, because that, I mean, that's what it was for me in this situation. So yeah, fast forward to what, maybe 3 or 4 years from then. Of course, I stopped dating her and I was with this one girl. I'm not gonna say her name, but she probably gonna know who I'm talking about because we actually talked about this before. But she was friends for a long time, probably like 4 or 5 years. And then we got together. And I'm gonna tell you this, man. Side note real quick, man. I think those are the best relationships, man. The relationships to where like you're best friends and then you end up being together. Cause like, so it's crazy to me because some people are like, oh, like, you know, I don't want to ruin the friendship or whatever. But if the friendship is really a good friendship and it's really, you know, it's a legit friendship, like, what else is there? Like, all you adding is sex and love making. Like, that's all you add. You know, you got a best friend. Like, that's the foundation. A lot of people have like the love and the romantic part, but they don't have the foundation of being friends, y'all. So, so yeah, man, I just wanted to say that, y'all. Maybe I should do a podcast on that. Oh, but anywho, I was with this girl and it was great. It was great. The relationship was great because we were best friends. And I remember we had sex for the first time. Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. And you know what I did? Because this is what I do, y'all. Fellas, I want you to listen to this, man. Like, you got to do the test, man. You got to test to see what it smells like. All right? So you got to put your finger down there. You got to smell your finger and all that stuff. So I do the test all the time, y'all. All the time. So I did the test with her. All right? And when I did the test with her, I swear, man, I didn't smell nothing on my finger, y'all. Nothing, nada. It was like I was smelling my arm, you know, like I just took a shower and I just smelled my arm or some shit like that. Like it was nothing. And I was just like, it was like, you know how like when shit happens in a movie and like it's like a breakthrough and then you hear in the background, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what was going on in my head when I was smelling nothing on my finger, man. I was just like, oh my God, this is freaking great, man. I'm like, oh my God, this is wifey right here, now. This is fucking wifey, yo. So, like, after that, man, that became the standard, y'all. That became the standard for any time I do the smell test, y'all. Now, I know some of you fellas probably like, how do you do the smell test, dog? How do you do the smell test without looking weird? Like, you don't want to be putting your finger down there and just putting your finger in, on your nose and being like, oh, I'm just smelling to see if you good, girl. Like, don't worry about me. You know what I mean? Nah, pimpin', you can't do that. You can't do that. You got to be slick with it, baby. You got to be strategic with it, my guy. So look, peep this out. This is what you do. So you gotta go down there. So when you are when you guys are making out, all right, this is always a good thing. When you're making out, you always gotta, you know, caress. You gotta caress stuff, you know, caress the breast and stuff like that. And then when you go down there, you put your hand in the panties. You know, when you put your hand in the panties and she don't move your hand, you know shit about to go down. You know it's about to go down. Oh, 90% of the time, because sometimes, you know, chicks be like, no, you know what, no, you can just put your finger in, but not your penis, whatever. But y'all know what I'm talking about. But look, if you know what's going down, all right, you put your finger down there while you're kissing her and stuff like that. It's going to feel so good to her while you're kissing her and putting your finger, you know, you get it in there. And you go in there too, yo. You go in there with your two fingers and you get it wet, man. You got to get that thing wet. When your finger come out, like, that shit gotta look like a sponge, yo. Like, you want that shit wet as shit. Wet as shit. So, look, when you come up, all right, when you bring that finger out, what you do is you put your hand on her face, all right? Now, you know, like the scene in The Notebook or whatever. Everybody knows that scene in The Notebook. I never even saw The Notebook, but I just seen the cover of The Notebook where the guy, his hand is, like, on her face while he's kissing her. Like, that's like the most romantic way to kiss somebody, right? Is to have both of your hands on both of her cheeks and you just kissing her all passionately and stuff like that. So that's what you do. As soon as you take your finger out, you put your both of your hands on her face and you just start kissing her passionately. Like, it's she gonna be hypnotized, all right? Because you kissing her so passionately. So what you do is, while you kissing her, all you gotta do is take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. You can be slick with it and go to her neck, and as you go into her neck, you smell your finger and then you come back. So it's like you go into the store, you coming right back, you dig? So you go, you take a deep breath, you smell that finger, you come back. Now, by the time you come back, you already know. Alright? So if it smell good, if it smell like a baby's arm, you know what I mean? If it smell like somebody's arm, like you just got out the shower, you know, that's wifey right there, huh? That's wifey. You gotta give her some more passion, dog. You gotta give her some more passion. Now, if it's not, if the shit, like, make you almost wanna, like, puke or whatever, like, you dry heaving and shit like that, you're like, oh, shit. You start thinking about what I talked about in the podcast, you'd be like, no. You got to get up out of there, pimpin'. You got to get up out of there. That is a wrap. Exit. You got to find an exit strategy, dog. Retreat. You dig? And yeah, if it smells, you got to leave it alone, baby. You got to leave it alone. So that was my experiences. Ever since then, like, I don't really have sex a lot, you guys. All right. So I'm celibate right now. And so I haven't been able to do the test. Like, I think the last time I had sex was in like 2017 or something like that. Yeah, 2017. That's what it was. Yeah. So so yeah, I haven't been able to take the test yet. Because, like I said, man, for me to have sex with somebody nowadays, like, I have to like you. Like, I'm not into having casual sex no more. I think, I was actually thinking about this the other day. If I had somebody, like, friends with benefits, I would maybe consider a friends with benefits. Maybe. But, like, it's just so risky, man. Because me, I'm a person that's very cool with arrangements. So I won't catch feelings. Like, I won't even allow myself to catch feelings. But, like, sometimes a girl might catch feelings and, you know, that could be kind of messy. So I don't know. I guess it depends on the girl and if I feel like she'll be strong enough to do it. That's something to think about. But anyway, let's get into this, man. So look, man, when we talking about, let's get into some of the things that is going to help you ladies, like, with that smell and help keep you clean down there, all right? And men, we got to get educated on this shit too, man. For our daughters, man. For our daughters, dog. Come on, man. Shit. And sisters and aunts and whatever. Like, the women in our life. Like, we need to be educated about this stuff too. So, look. When it comes to keeping it clean down there and keeping the smell, keeping the odors away, it's all about bacteria and moisture, all right? So, we want to stay away from bacteria and moisture. Moisture is the breeding ground for bacteria, all right? And that's where the yeast and the odor comes from, all right? So I'm going to show y'all some ways. We're going to go through some ways on how to combat that, all right? So for the first thing, man, no more tight jeans, all right? Leave the tight jeans alone, man. The thing is, like, you got to let your cookie breathe. You got to let it breathe. Now, I understand women like to wear tight jeans. I understand this, all right? And we're going to talk about later on in the podcast on how you can still wear tight jeans and still keep it clean, all right? We're going to get into that later. But that's going to also be a pattern in this podcast. Let it breathe. Let your vagina breathe. Because if you don't let it breathe, it's going to lock in moisture. Moisture, breeding ground for bacteria. Remember that. All right. So next one is cotton underwear. Always wear cotton underwear. That's the underwear you should be wearing all throughout the day, every single day. All right. The lingerie, the sexy, you know, panty draws and stuff like that. Those are the tight things that lock in moisture. And remember, we don't want moisture. So save the G-string and the sexy lingerie for special occasions, when you trying to make love, when you trying to make sweet love. All right, don't sit around in those type of underwear throughout the day. Stick with the cotton, all right, because you want to let it breathe. All right, next one is keep your vagina dry. All right, so when you're getting out the water, all right, wet bikini, do not sit in a wet bikini for a long time. All right, make sure you're drying off your bikini. I mean, drying off your cookie. All right, coming from the gym, y'all. Coming from the gym. Man, look, take a shower after you leave the gym. All right, y'all gotta stop running errands. Women, you gotta stop running errands after you work out. All right, and I know some women who do this too, man. And I'm just like, and I smell them. All right, and I hope a lot of women listen to this podcast, man, because there's women that I know that I smell, and it's hard. It's hard for me to tell them that. How do you tell somebody that? Like, you can't. It's no easy way to tell somebody. So hopefully, you know, a lot of women listen to this podcast and, you know, they take the proper precautions to get that smell on point. All right. Because when you're walking around and you're doing, you know, your errands and stuff in these wet, sweaty clothes, first of all, it's wet. And when we said about wet, all right, moisture, all right, then it's sweaty. So it's stinky, wet, sweaty. All right. So those clothes are just prone to infection. All right. So make sure you take them clothes off. All right. And take a shower like right when you're done working out, man. Don't sit around in that shit. You dig? And then remember, after a shower, too, same thing. Make sure you dry your vajayjay, baby. Dry your vajayjay, a.k.a. the cookie. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Next one. Sleep with no underwear, y'all. Shit, sleep naked. Might as well just sleep naked. Remember we said earlier, let it breathe, let it breathe. Breathe! Ah! One and then the two and then the three. Y'all remember that fabulous? Three and then the four. And then y'all gotta breathe! Let it breathe, man. So let it do its thing, man. So sleep with no underwear or sleep naked, man. I'd rather just sleep naked. Fuck it. So next one. Wipes. All right. So this goes back to what we were talking about earlier about your jeans, and then also about people who go to the gym. All right. This is where wipes is gonna help you out. So if you want to wear tight jeans or whatever, always, always, always carry wipes around with you. Always. All right. This is the way you keep your shit fresh throughout the day. You always want to keep your shit fresh throughout the day. So I know a lot of women who work out and, you know, or maybe like our trainers, and they work out in between clients and they can't take showers like in between clients. This is where wipes come in at. All right. So sometimes it's not realistic for some people in certain occupations to take a shower right after they get sweaty. That's where the wipes come in at. All right. I know some women who carry wipes all throughout the day, and now I get it. Because I didn't get it before. Like, I mean, in my mind, I'm like, okay, like, yeah, they, you know, they just want to wipe their sweat off or whatever. But now I understand those women who carry wipes all throughout the day. Those are the cleanest women. I'm sure those are the cleanest women. Those are the women that really take care of their cookie. I'm sure. And another thing with you, with the fitness girl, with the people who instruct, all right, they're not able to take a shower after every class. So that's when the wipes are going to come in as well. All right. So make sure it's unscented as well. No chemicals or nothing in there. And remember, do not go inside of your cookie. Do not go inside of there. All right. Do not put anything inside of there. You have natural, you know, bacteria that flushes itself out. All right. I feel like that's almost like me putting something inside my pee hole. Like, you don't, you don't want to do that. Like, so look, don't put nothing inside. All right. Keep those wipes fresh throughout the day. All right. Next one, apple cider vinegar. Now y'all know what apple cider vinegar is all about. All right. If you don't, do your research on it, man. You can use apple cider vinegar for so many things. Like, it's just a powerhouse, man. If y'all don't know already, because if you don't know, now you know, baby. So look, man, apple cider vinegar. And I'm gonna tell you, this is something that a chick told me. She's like, put apple cider vinegar into a bath. All right. She takes apple cider vinegar bath 1 to 2 times a week. And what's crazy about that is my mom, that was one of the things that my mom taught me about women's hygiene, is women need to take more baths. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Like, baths. I've never really said bath plural, a plural bath. Bathe or bath. Tub session. As in, have a tub session. I don't like saying baths. Have a tub session, baby. A bubble tub session. So look, man, this is what she said. She said when you take a bath, what happens is the water goes straight in, all right, and it just flushes everything out, all right, because you're already sitting down. Now, if you're taking a shower, there's no water that's going to come in, all right? So what that apple cider vinegar does, we know it's just powerful. So if you put the apple cider vinegar in the tub, you get the best of both worlds, all right? You're going to get that water coming through, and you're going to get that apple cider vinegar coming through and flushing you out. Some good shit right there. Yep. Oh, and by the way, y'all, the research that I did, like, I follow a couple females on YouTube. I forget their names. And I got some of this information from them. And I also get information from, over the years, from one of my friends. She's a nurse at the, and she works at the gynecologist's office. Like, it's just, I've just gotten this information. So I don't just know this stuff, y'all. Like, I really researched this stuff so I can give you guys some information on it. So next, I just want to throw that out there. All right, let's get back into it, baby. All right, next, shave, y'all. You gotta shave, man. Shave or trim. All right, either one's good. All right, because as you guys know, hair causes odor. Oh, excuse me. Hair causes odor. Like, we all know that. All right, that's why. You know, for a long time, like, I used to have hair under my arms or whatever. Now I shave it. Any type of hair that I have on me, I don't even like hair on me at all, y'all. I shave my armpits. I shave, you know, I do the manscaping or whatever, like, shave my balls, shave my chest, all of that shit. I lost my hair when I was 30, y'all. So, like, I didn't have a choice right there. It is what it is. But it's funny because the hair on my face, it grows so quickly. So quickly, y'all. And I was growing my beard out for a while, and for like a month, and people thought it was like No Shave November or some shit like that. But after a while, man, it's just like, when you have a lot of hair, it becomes like you have a lot of maintenance. Like, you have to keep it up. All right. So that's one of the reasons why I shaved my beard off. Cause, you know, when I had it, everybody was like, oh man, I love the beard on you, and this and that. You know, it was cool, but it was like, I just had to keep up the maintenance on it. And that's hard. You know, if you don't keep the maintenance on it, like, that shit will start looking ratchet. You dig? So I shaved it off, man. And like, for me, like, hair grows on my face very quickly. All right. So, for the people that see me all the time, like, it's because I shave like every 2 or 3 days. But if I don't shave every two or three days, oh, my hair grows quickly. So I shave that shit off. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys with your cookie. Make sure you shave your hair off, because, like, if you don't shave it off, then you have to keep maintenance on it. And you have to worry about keeping it clean and stuff like that. But if you shave it off, you don't have to worry about it. So get, like, a laser removal or keep it trim, or, you know, do it, you know, maybe like, I don't know how fast, you know, women's hair grows down there. I don't think it grows that quickly. Maybe like every couple weeks or some shit like that. Maybe even longer than that. And if you do decide, you know, to keep it, you know, just make sure you keep it up, man. Make sure you, you know, put some coconut oil or something or shit on it. I don't know. I don't really know what to do with that, but I would just say shave it off. Just shave it off. Leave it bare, baby. Let it breathe, baby. Let it breathe. Oh, man. So, look, next. All right, you are what you eat, y'all. You are what you eat, man. So, make sure you're drinking a lot of water. You know, half gallon to a gallon of water. And fresh fruits, honey. You know, just some good sweet stuff, man. They say, like, whatever you eat, you're going to taste just like what you eat. You're gonna taste sweeter. So, you know, if you're eating some Popeye's chicken, eat some ramen noodles, your shit might taste like some ramen noodles. Beef flavor. You don't want that. You do not want that, man. Oh, man. All right, next. Don't wash with a product. All right. We talked about this a little bit. What I've heard is wash with Dove soap. Dove soap is like the best soap to use. I've heard like they use that like on babies and stuff like that. So anything that they use on babies, like, you should use on your cookie. All right. So if you're going to wash, make sure you wash around your cookie, not inside. All right. We don't go inside. And you know what? You know, it's so funny about that inside thing, because, you know, they're promoting to sell people, douches, Summer Eve or Summer's Breeze, some shit like that. And, like, that shit is not even good for you. Like, they say don't put nothing inside, but they have, like, these products that, you know, now they're telling people, like, not to use it. Like, it's just not good to put anything, any chemicals inside of, you know, your cookie. So, that's crazy to me. All right. Last but not least, listen up, ladies and men, too. You got to listen up to this one, too. So, after sex, take a shower after sex. Ladies, please take a shower after sex. All right. As tempting as it is to cuddle up and, you know, be talking about how much I love you and what we did today and blah, blah, blah. Please take a shower. Just take a shower right after, man. You can talk about that shit right after you come out the shower. You dig? Because look, all that moisture, like, is just going to cause bacteria and yeast. All right. There's a lot of bacteria that goes into your vagina, yo. And especially if you're having unprotected sex, all right? Even if you pull out, fellas, like, it doesn't matter. Like, all that pre-ejaculation is still sitting inside of a woman. It's still in there. And the longer it stays in there, the longer it just sits in there in the walls of your vagina, the worse that smell would be, man. Oh, my God. Like, it's like leaving dishes in the sink with caked up food, all right? Oh, that is my pet peeve. That is one of my number one pet peeves. All right. So, like, just think about that being your vagina. All right. What happens to those dishes when you leave food caked up on the dishes? What happens? All right. It leaves a smell. All right. It attracts bugs. It attracts flies, roaches, and insects and shit like that. Like, that's like, just imagine that being your vagina. Like, you got flies and shit. Like, just. Like, no, take a shower, man. Take a shower and clean that shit up. And that's one of the reasons, fellas, why you might have smelled something before you had sex. So you might have thought, oh, man, like, she might have a little smell. That's it. This could be another reason why, because before they had sex with you, you know, they probably have somebody else's leftover pre-ejaculation still inside of them, yo. And you just went in them raw. So you just had all of their, you know, pre-ejaculation all over your shit, dog. Like, see, this is why I get so worked up about dudes having unprotected sex. Like, oh, Jesus, come on, bruh, come on. So ladies, make sure you take care of it as soon as you finish. Y'all already know, after you finish, you gotta go pee. All right. You don't want that UTI. You don't want that UTI, girl. So make sure you go pee. And when you go pee, all right, make sure you wash it up, man. Wash it up. All right. And fellas, man, look, pay attention to this shit, man. Pay attention. Cause a lot of y'all, like, after she has sex, you may think something is wrong with her if she takes a while in the bathroom. But nope. No, dog. That's a good sign, my guy. That's wifey. If she takes a while in the bathroom, that's wifey right there, son. If she takes less than 5 minutes, you know, it's not really that great of a sign. All right? If she doesn't go to the bathroom, hey, you better get the fuck up out of there, dog. You better get out of there, dog, and go run through the car wash naked, dog. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, because there's a good chance that she doesn't clean herself well enough after she has sex, all right? And if you thought that smell, if you thought you smelled the stench before and wasn't sure, that can definitely be your confirmation that it did, man. And I'm going to tell you this, dog, you know, a lot of y'all probably like, oh, man, like all this information that you gave me, like, you know, now I like this girl. And I feel like she has this stench or whatever. So have her listen to the podcast, dog. Like that's the solution to that. Have her listen to this podcast. All right. And I know you're probably like, man, I can't have her listen to the podcast, man. She gonna know. I know she, you know, she got some problems down there. But look, this how you do it, fellas. This how you do it. You tell your lady, you know, about the podcast, and you just recommend the podcast to your lady, and you just talk about like the stuff that you learn. You'd be like, oh, I learned this and I learned that. You know, maybe you don't want to get too detailed in what you learned, but it was just say it was real. It was very educational, and that you think that a lot of women, you know, maybe her friends would benefit from it. So you recommend it to her to share it with her friends. All right. Not for her, just for her friends. And what's going to happen is your lady's going to listen to it. All right. Your lady's going to learn some stuff. All right. Because I got all this stuff from women in my life, my mama, and research that I've done from other women. All right. I didn't get none of this information from any men. All right. It was all from women. You dig? So she's definitely going to find some value in this podcast. And at the same time, it won't come off as you're trying to give her a hint. You know, you love her, dog. You love her. So it's all good, baby. We all trying to learn here, man. So we all shouldn't have no egos or nothing like that. Let's just keep it adult, man. Keep it 100. Keep it 1,000. Keep it 1,000,000, baby. 1,000,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000. So that is all I have to say about that. That's all we got for today, y'all. I appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. I want to give a shout out to everybody who's been showing me love on the podcast as well, man. Sending me all the messages, man, telling me how much you guys love the podcast and appreciate the content. So I love y'all, man. I love y'all, everybody that rocks with me out there. So look, man, that's all we got for today, man. I hope y'all have, you know, a nice weekend. And it's Friday right now. I think I'm gonna post this tonight. So I think when you guys listen to this, it'll be posted on a Friday night, which is tonight. It might not be Friday night when you listen to it, but whatever. Oh, man. All right. I'm done, y'all. I'll see y'all on the next podcast, baby. Peace.